So, Mickey Joe and the Hungry Grass. Mickey Joe was one day playing in the forest when he heard a strange music. It was like a lullaby and it went, "Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop." And he thought, "Is this the wind? Or am I dreaming this?" So Mickey Joe pinched himself to make sure he wasn't dreaming and then went towards the music. He listened hard to see if he could hear another song. There it was. He went towards it. It seemed to be coming from the treetops. But as he walked, he didn't notice that he was stepping on some very dark green grass. Suddenly, he felt all his energy being sapped from him, being taken out of him. "What's this?" he thought. And he began to feel dizzy and weak, extremely weak. "Oh no," he thought, "Grandpa told me about this. It's the hunger. Every single piece of your energy can be taken away. All of it, absolutely all of it." Joe had to decide what he could do to protect himself from the hungry grass. What could he do? Could he call for help? So he tried to do it. "Help!" But his voice was just a tiny thread of fear. "Help! Help!" He was getting weaker and weaker. "Help! Help!" And still weaker. Somebody walking by might think he was a little bird. But he was trying to say, "For fuck's sake, help me!" But all he could say was, "Whoop, whoop." Just then, however, Jack's friend, Mr. Bird Eater, who had a long tongue and very sharp fangs, thought that that the sound he heard was a cuckoo bird. And he went towards it, ready to eat it. But then he saw Mickey Joe, and he knew Mickey Joe was Jack's friend. So with his long tongue, he pulled Jack out of the hungry grass and saved him.
Not Jack.
I mean Mickey Joe, sorry. And Mickey Joe said, "But why was there music when I was going here?" And Jack's friend, the bird eater, said, "That's a trap. The hungry grass puts music as a trap." Music as a trap. I remember that. I must be careful of the hungry grass.